This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We should note carefully that this college admissions scandal involves wealthy white Democrats. It's all Democrat Hollywood elitists who were bribing coaches and college directors or admissions-related people to get their children into college even when they didn't deserve it. You know, photoshopping their faces onto the bodies of athletes to say they should be on the rowing crew team, things like that. It's infuriating to everybody in America who has worked for what they've earned. You know, when I was taking the test to get into college, I worked hard. I studied, and I got one of the top scores in the country on the ACT. In fact, I aced 3 out of 4 sections of the ACT, and I got scholarships because of that. I was able to get into college and have a lot of my expenses covered, even though I wasn't able to go out of state to the college that I really wanted to go to. I was accepted to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, but I could not afford it. At that time, I think it was $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Didn't have the money, so I went to a university in my state at the time. But I earned my way in. You know, I did the work. And that's the way most of us are in America. Most of us do the work. We put in the hours. We put in the effort. And then these wealthy Democrat elitists, they cheat and they commit fraud. But you see, that's who they are. And this is an important lesson. Democrats cheat on everything. They cheat on elections. They cheat on the debates. Remember when CNN gave the questions in advance to Hillary Clinton through, who was it, Donna Brazile at the time? They cheated in the debates. Donald Trump didn't get the questions in advance, but Hillary Clinton did. Of course they cheated. And the Obama administration was cheating to help Hillary get elected by spying on Trump administration officials and creating this so-called insurance plan to destroy Trump in case he won. That's the whole Russiagate hoax. That's cheating as well. Democrats cheat in elections by allowing illegals to vote. And they want more illegals to rush into the country, illegally cross the border, so they could cheat even more. Democrats are cheaters. And it's easy to understand why. They don't believe the rules apply to them. Look at Hillary Clinton. Why isn't she being prosecuted for obstruction of justice? All the things that she did, official corruption, taking bribery money in the Clinton Foundation, hundreds of millions of dollars. But who goes to jail? Paul Manafort, or perhaps Roger Stone, or people that did virtually nothing wrong, like Michael Flynn. What did he do wrong? Nothing. But Democrats, the rules don't apply to them, do they? Democrats think that they don't have to abide by the rules that the, quote, little people have to follow. Democrats lie and cheat and steal and commit fraud. This is how they get into power. I mean, surely these Hollywood parents of these college girls, they just looked at Obama and Hillary Clinton and, yeah, these people cheat. They get away with it all the time. They don't follow the rules. Why should we? No doubt that's what they told themselves. Because they know the system is corrupt. They know that there were people who were buying their way into the Clinton administration as it was hoped to unfold. If you want to be the head of the EPA or the head of the FDA or the head of whatever government regulatory body, guess what? You buy that from a Democrat. You buy it. You don't buy it from Trump. Trump tries to put people in charge who are qualified, but under Democrats, you write a check, you get the position. Doesn't matter if you're not qualified. Everything run by the Democrats is fraud. That's why they lie when they campaign, too. They make promises that they know they won't keep. Their ideas don't work, but they know they don't work. They're pushing socialism. They know socialism fails every time it's tried, but they're pushing it because they think it sounds nice to voters. They think it can get them elected, and they don't care about being honest. This is what's amazing. I mean, look at the Jussie Smollett hate crime. Of course he faked everything. And he still insists that he didn't lie. He still insists that he was attacked by two white guys who weren't those, you know, Nigerian-American brothers. He still insists that two white guys in a Make America Great Again hat attacked him and put a noose around his neck, even though the police know exactly who purchased that noose. And it was the Nigerian brothers. But Smollett, he won't admit that he lied, that it was a fraud. He has to double down on his lies. And that's what Democrats do every day. They double down and triple down on their lies because they can never admit that they are dishonest, abhorrent, unethical, immoral people. They can never admit that they are bad people. They are evil, that their ideas destroy societies, that they only gain power by cheating and lying and stealing. They can't admit it to themselves. Just like criminal mafia bosses and serial killers and mass murderers who can't tell themselves that they're bad people, they justify it to themselves. Just like Democrats justify all of this. They say to themselves every morning that they're doing good. They're saving America by defeating Nazis. What Nazis? They are the Nazis. They are the child killers with the abortion centers. They are the fascists with the online censorship. They are the bigots with their attacks on Christians. But somehow they tell themselves that they're the good people and that they deserve special treatment. Their children should get into schools without having to earn their way in. They tell themselves that they are the elite. They're special people. And they shouldn't have to compete with the little people. People like you and I, who had to work our way up from middle class or even poverty. The elite think they're better than you, and they think that your rules don't apply to them. Well, I don't know about you, but I've had enough of it. I've had enough of these elitists thinking that they are somehow superior to everybody else in the country. And I'd like to see not only those parents arrested and prosecuted, and they have been arrested, they're going to be prosecuted, but if it is learned that those college girls knew that they were part of this fraud, they should be prosecuted as well. They should be permanently banned from attending those colleges, and they should be indicted if they had any awareness at all. How could they not be aware if they're posing for faked sports photos and things like that? How could they not be aware? I don't know. Let's let the evidence speak for itself on that point. But I'm also tired of these elitist Democrat lawmakers getting away with serious crimes, getting away with corruption, getting away with treason. It's time to prosecute those people. It's time to expose them, arrest them, indict them, prosecute them, imprison them, and shame them for what they have done to America. It's time for some real transparency and real justice, not the BS, quote, social justice that's pushed by leftists, but real law and order justice against those who have committed crimes against our republic, crimes against our country, crimes against the American people. And those criminals, in my opinion, include the CEOs of the tech giants, big tech. They are engaged in criminal operations and racketeering every single day. They should be indicted under RICO Act laws. They should be prosecuted for racketeering, for election meddling, and many other things. It's time. It's time for some changes to take place. Keep reading my websites, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. We'll keep covering this every day, and we'll keep demanding real action to hold those people accountable who are committing these frauds upon our society. And there's a name for them. They're called Democrats. Never trust a Democrat. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.